The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, welcome to the Yes to Life show on UK Health Radio. I'm Robin Daly, your regular host for the show and founder of Yes to Life, the UK's integrative cancer care charity, advocating for kinder, more holistic cancer care for the past two decades. Each week on the show, I feature a guest who is in some way pushing the boundaries of cancer care as a practitioner, a scientist, or an activist. This week, I'm pleased to welcome Mandy Brass on the show. Mandy is a highly experienced acupuncturist who's been working for many years at the Dimbleby Cancer Care Centre in Guy's and St Thomas' Hospital in London, helping people with cancer manage the many challenges of cancer and of cancer treatment.
Hi Mandy, welcome to the Yes Life Show.
Hi Robin, it's lovely to be here.
Well, I'm really pleased to have you here and to have this opportunity to find out more about you and your work. So today we're going to be talking about your specialism, acupuncture. The trajectory of acupuncture is an interesting one, I think, in the way that it's worked itself into Western medicine. And that's been on the basis of the science that shows it does actually work. So despite its really Eastern roots and despite suffering from what can often be fatal for a healthcare modality, no clear mechanism of action, at least in Western terms. So has anything changed in that department recently? Is there now a greater understanding of why and how it works from a biochemical Western standpoint?
Well, there's a growing body of evidence that's showing that acupuncture is effective for many different symptoms and conditions. It's not an area of research that I have particularly gone down. There's lots of evidence that it releases endorphins, accesses neuropathways, accesses the hormone profile. But what's very clear is the evidence is out there in research that acupuncture is effective.
Right. Yeah, that's where most of it is majored. It's interesting, that mechanism of action thing. It's sort of where it seems to me the interests of scientists and doctors and those of patients can often diverge. You know, the scientists see it as really important. If you can't explain it, well, it can't be any use. Whereas the patients want to know, well, does it work?
Absolutely. Does it work? Is it effective? Does it improve my quality of life? Do my symptoms improve?
Yes.
These are the things that are of huge interest.
So before we go on to explore how acupuncture can be specifically helpful to people with cancer, could you tell us what drew you into acupuncture in the first place? What was it about sticking needles into people that appealed to you?
Oh, that's a good question. So I have been an acupuncturist now for just over 24 years. So it was a long, long time ago. And I had, in my 20s, glandular fever followed by some chronic fatigue, and it just wasn't getting better. The medical profession, my GP at the time told me I was making it up.
Right.
I knew I wasn't particularly well. I wasn't getting rid of this chronic fatigue. And I went to see an acupuncturist and I was better in 6 weeks.
Right.
And it just blew my mind. So I decided at that point, so I was in my mid-20s, I decided to restudy, which is exactly what I did, and became an acupuncturist qualifying in 2000. I worked for a long time in private practice. I brought up a young family. And then I started volunteering in a hospice. I'd taken a little bit of time out after the birth of my third child and just wanted to get some more work experience. And that's when I started working with patients with life-limited conditions, some end of life, I also started working in a group. And I loved my work in the hospice. And I realized that that was the area that I wanted to move into, looking at patients with complex health needs. I felt like the benefits that I could provide, the improved quality of life, the symptomatic improvement for those patients was, for me, fulfilling, and it was quite significant. And it was through my work there that I then got asked to set up a group acupuncture group clinic in this brand new cancer center in Guy's Hospital.
Very nice. Very interesting. Well, look, we'll go on. I want to talk about that for sure. Great. Well, that was a very compelling story, obviously, what happened to you. I remember the days when the chronic fatigue was all made up and everyone was told to stop whinging. I mean, how terrible was that? I think it was really bad. Some people suffered so much through that and didn't get any help like you should have done. Anyway, but yeah, great result with acupuncture. Great reason to get enthusiastic about it. So look, there's probably some people listening who wrestle with the fact that while the potential of acupuncture to help sounds all very interesting, the thought of all those needles is just too much. Maybe you could tell listeners who may not have been able to pluck up the courage to give it a go exactly what the experience is like and why they should give it a go.
Okay, so first of all, I think it's really important to say that acupuncture is a very safe intervention. And it's important to go and see an acupuncturist if you are interested, that is suitably qualified. There is a slight problem, I would say, in the UK that we are not a statutory regulated profession, which means that anyone can call themselves an acupuncturist. So there will be people who will be cropping up who have potentially just done a few weekend courses and will call themselves acupuncturists. So it's really, really, really important that you find an acupuncturist that is suitably qualified and is a member of the British Acupuncture Council, which is my professional body. So that's the first part. The needles we use are very tiny. They're thin, single use, sterile. You're not putting anything into the body. So they're solid needles. They are far, far thinner than any hypodermic needle or injections that you might have had. The process of having the needles put in is very simple. You tend not to feel it. It's not painful. And then when the needles go in, there are lots of different styles of acupuncturists, but I would then move the needle a tiny bit and hope that the patient feels some kind of achy, tingly, heavy sensation, which means that the needles, we call it dirty. It means that it is found the
hit the spot.
Hit the spots, absolutely.
Yeah.
Interestingly, there's been lots of evidence that these spots are linked to where there's lots of clusters of connective tissue, and that those that research that I mentioned earlier about releasing endorphins and accessing neural pathways often cluster in acupuncture points. So then the needles are in, and the needles stay in for about 20 minutes. It is a very relaxing, calming process. There is, before the needles go in, there's a consultation, which is also quite important. It's about understanding, obviously, the symptoms that someone is coming to see me about. But as a practitioner of Chinese medicine, I'm also looking to find out where the imbalances are. So I will have an idea of what I'm wanting to treat as well as the symptoms that they come to me. So I need to understand, is there a qi blockage? Does that person need nourishing or tonifying? Does that person need more of a moving treatment? So it's very Chinese medicine terms. Gives me an idea of where to put the needles. Treatment is very calming. And then it's very effective.
Right. So, I've had it done myself quite a few times. And, just to say that once you've settled down there and you've got your array of needles wherever they are, it is actually very relaxing and calm. There's no particular sensation with it or anything. It's just very calming.
Yeah, once your needles have been put in, it's a very calming, relaxing treatment.
Yeah, great. So I was imagining to myself as you were describing that, at some point, some Chinese people must have stuck an awful lot of needles in a lot of places to find the good places, to find the actual spots. But
oh, absolutely. But it is medicine that's been around for, you know, 5,000 years. So it's been a long time for there to be an empirical then.
True.
Work.
Yeah, very good. So look, you use the word qi. Not everybody listening may know what you're talking about. Do you want to explain what qi is?
So qi is our vital energy. It's the it's what the basis of Chinese medicine is all about. Qi is what I'm accessing when I'm using acupuncture. So often when patients say to me, you know, how is this working? I will often say, well, I can describe this in Chinese medicine terms, or I can describe this in biomedical terms. So if they're coming to me with a symptom related to cancer treatment, for example, some pain-related or chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy, something that's very common with cancer patients, I'll say, the biomedical explanation is we are increasing blood flow, accessing those neural pathways, helping your body to heal itself. But from my Chinese medicine perspective, I'm clearing qi stagnation. And that allows, and by opening up those channel pathways that run up and down the body and moving your qi, I'm clearing the pain. They both work. One is a beautiful story. One is our biomedical understanding. For me, I work on the basis of we're moving qi, but I'm very happy to work within both paradigms.
Right. And the behind that is the idea that qi is something that should be on the move all the time. Its energy should be moving. And if it's not, there's something stopping it, and that can be
absolutely all your qi is deficient and it needs a little bit of boosting.
Okay.
So on the most simplistic level, you're either a little bit deficient of qi, or you have your qi is a little bit stuck, or for many people it's a little bit of both, and you either want to nourish or move.
Right. Okay. Great. So at this point there's good evidence to support the use of acupuncture in quite a few situations directly applying to people with cancer. So that's particularly those going through conventional treatments. And there are probably many more apart from the ones there's good evidence for as well. So I suppose the thing that's kind of known about best and also the most appreciated by patients is the management of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not always the greatest strength of Western medicine, particularly in chronic pain situations. Do you want to speak a little bit about acupuncture's abilities in managing pain?
Yeah, so the great thing about using acupuncture for pain is you're helping patients not take more medication, as well as it actually working. So it's coming from both angles. So, as I describe, by using the needles, it's helping alleviate the pain. I see many, many complex patients that they're having cancer treatments. They take a lot of drugs for those cancer treatments. And then there are a lot of drugs that are also taken to alleviate the side effects of their treatments. And the wonderful thing about acupuncture, for all of the symptoms, but for pain in particular, is it is stopping the pain or reducing the pain, allowing the patient to reduce their medication and increase their quality of life. So that, it would be hard for me to describe a treatment for pain because it depends where the pain is. But it is, I would say 50% of all the people I see within the cancer center have some form of pain. That can range from chronic joint pain as a side effect from some common drugs, through to, as I mentioned, there's chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy, which is very painful hands or feet, through to just pain from surgery and the cancer itself. And depending on which part of the body it is, obviously it will depend on the actual treatment. But acupuncture is shown to be highly effective in alleviating that pain.
Mm. Well, that's extraordinary, isn't it? It's so great to have something which is completely different to come in with. As you say, it's safe, it's non-toxic, and it can genuinely help in so many different situations. I mean, pain applies, as you say, for lots of reasons. You know, it's not just for one reason. It's anything from pain that's just a side effect of the treatment you're having, it's supposed to be helping you, to pain from the disease itself. So, fantastic resource, and something probably everybody with cancer should bear in mind, because they may need it. Do you want to sort of talk a bit now about all the other things that come along? You mentioned a few of them there. Now, there's some other major sort of kind of side effect issues to do with conventional treatment that I believe that acupuncture can be particularly helpful with.
Sure. So, as I said, pain is a huge one. A couple of other symptoms that I see most commonly week in, week out are hot flushes and night sweats as a side effect of hormone treatment for breast and prostate cancer. Huge amounts of evidence that acupuncture is highly effective for these symptoms, from complete cessation of symptoms through to kind of slight alleviation. Very much depending on the individual. But there's very little drugs that can be given for hot flushes and night sweats, and they can be very debilitating. So it's fantastic that patients can have that alleviated. The other symptom I see a huge amount of is xerostomia, which is a dry mouth. Lots of head and neck cancer patients have debilitating dry mouth. And as you can imagine, not being able to eat without struggling, not being able to go out for a coffee with your friends, not being able to, you know, go out to eat, share a meal with some friends, becomes very, very difficult. And acupuncture can significantly improve the dry mouth.
I hadn't heard that before. Yeah, it's a great thing.
Lots of evidence for those three symptoms. And then cancer-related fatigue, along with anxiety.
Another big one.
Insomnia. There's a lot of, I'd say those are the common symptoms that I see every single week.
So these symptoms, I mean, for people who don't know them, who are listening, well, okay, it's worth pointing out just how utterly debilitating any one of these can be. And sometimes you've got two of them, three of them. So any help that's available for those is obviously fantastic.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Come and see me. And I guess this is part of the benefit of working in a hospital. They've often completed or almost completed treatments, have side effects that there isn't really any real drug that can help get rid of that side effect. And there's a feeling of, this is what I'm going to be left with for the rest of my life. How am I going to carry on?
Right.
And it is such a fundamental shift in that opinion that acupuncture can improve quality of life, reduce those symptoms, and leave people with a feeling that, yes, actually, my body can heal itself. I am going to be able to get over these side effects. I am going to be able to carry on. That's unbelievably powerful.
Yeah, very empowering. So One of the things that I've heard about acupuncture is in relation to nausea as well. I don't think you've mentioned nausea yet. Do you want to speak about that a bit?
I mean, nausea is actually probably one of the most documented as a particular point that is the most documented point as a successful. And everyone has probably heard of travel bands.
Yes.
You can buy on your wrist that there is a little plastic pellet that sits on the inside of your wrist for nausea. The reason why I haven't mentioned it is the anti-emetic medication, which is the anti-nausea drugs, are actually much more effective than they used to be. So I see less of it than I used to. So it used to be a huge symptom that I would see very, very regularly. And I guess it's one of the more successful drugs that is alleviate symptoms very well without a whole range of side effects for itself.
Mm.
So you are comparing that, for example, with the drugs that can be given for pain. They will all have a lot of side effects, whether that's,
yes,
you know, the whole opioid issues that everyone knows about, or there's the brain fog that comes with taking huge amounts of pain relief. Nobody wants to stay on those drugs. Whereas the drugs for nausea, they are, firstly, it's reasonably short-lived because it's during treatment and they're highly effective. So that's not to say that acupuncture isn't fantastic for nausea. It is.
Yeah.
I just guess in the environment that I'm in, I see it less than I used to.
Great. And do you want to talk a little bit of, you mentioned the pain associated with peripheral neuropathy. Is it symptom control that acupuncture offers, or is it actually helping to stop it happening?
That interesting question. It's a little bit of both. If you can have acupuncture during treatment at the point that you're developing it, it can hopefully stop it developing further to the point where acupuncture... So peripheral neuropathy can be severe enough that... patients have their dosage is reduced because of their chemotherapy because of the severity of their symptoms. So if you can have acupuncture and reduce those peripheral neuropathy symptoms, it can enable you to continue with your chemo dose, which is pretty enormous. If I get to see somebody after they have completed treatment, then yes, it can help them resolve the symptom altogether. It depends. I see some people after they have had or three rounds of chemotherapy and had chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy for a number of years, it is harder to shift when someone's had it a number of years.
It gets established, yeah.
Because it's established, exactly. It's a lot easier to shift if I get to see somebody when it's newly developed. But it does help. It is basically giving your body the message to help cure itself, which is how I describe that to my patients.
Mm, fantastic. So you're describing how you're right in there in the hospital environment, being able to provide the stuff at the point of which it's needed. Do you want to just describe a bit more about the situation you're working in there in relation to the rest of the oncology team and you know how it all fits together?
Sure. So I work in Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital in central London, in London Bridge. There's a big cancer center there, and in the cancer center there is we're an organization called Dimbleby Cancer Care, which is a integrative supportive cancer care department. So obviously I'm there providing the acupuncture, but I'm part of a wider complementary therapy team that provides touch therapies as well as a psycho-oncology support team. So there's a lot of psychologists and there's welfare and benefit support and nurses. So we're a big integrative department, which is fantastic resource and reasonably unusual, I think, in the UK. In terms of the acupuncture service, I'm there 2 days and I do a mixture of group work and then one-on-one. That's really, the group work really came about because it was something that I was interested in, which I mentioned earlier. But it's obviously a more cost-effective way of providing acupuncture. I get to see more people in a day compared to doing a one-on-one session, which a therapy session, as most people would imagine it, is that one-on-one session. I run a group session where I see up to 4 people in an hour. It's seated. So it's this lovely calming environment with these very nice recliner chairs. So a patient would come in, I'd have a chat with them, decide, they tell me what they most want help with. We put the needles in, chair reclines, and then I move on to the next patient. I work with one other person in this environment. So when I say we, there's two of us. So that's the environment that I'm providing the acupuncture in. And we get, and we being the complementary therapists and the integrative team, we get referrals from other healthcare professionals within the hospital. Mostly that comes through the cancer nurse specialists, but we also get referrals from the physio or the oncologists or the dietitians or whatever healthcare specialist thinks they might be of benefit. So I guess I've been in the hospital now for 8 years. And I guess over time, my presence as the acupuncturist in the cancer center has become more known, and patients' feedback about the success of their treatments. And we are now getting more and more referrals. So we are beginning to grow the service, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I have actually visited a radio show about the Dimbleby Center many years back. So,
okay.
Yeah. And so do patients also self-refer, or is it only through professional referral?
They can't self-refer. In order to be eligible to use our services, they have to be a cancer patient within Thomas's.
Sure.
So if somebody wanders into the center and says, can I have some acupuncture or can I have complementary therapy? We would say, sure, but you just have to go get a referral, so that every patient will have a cancer nurse specialist that they could call up who will put the referral through to them. It's the way the system works.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But effectively, they're kind of self-referring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that, you're seen as a sort of routine part of the procedure in managing patients through the cancer center, or an add-on?
It's an interesting question. I would like to say we are moving towards a routine part of the service. I think initially it was an add-on. And as time goes on and our results become more known, I think we become more routine. So I have recently got involved in research.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by putting out high-quality evidence-based research on the effectiveness of our treatments, that shift begins to happen. And I think that's really, really important.
Well, yeah, you're very well placed, obviously, to change hearts and minds by being there, working on the same people as are passing through the department and helping them in obvious ways and recording the fact you've helped them as well. So, more power to you. I hope that people wake up as quickly as possible to the fact that you've got a lot to offer. Can I just come back to the matter of treating people in groups?
Yeah.
Is there an aspect? I mean, I talk about groups lots on the show. I'm a big groups fan.
I love working in the group.
And I think they're great things. I think they're a huge part of our way forward as we just face up to the fact that going on trying to deal with people one at a time when we have such an immense amount of chronic ill health around is just where it doesn't work. And one of the great things about groups is, of course, the interaction between the members of the group. And that's what's facilitated by not treating them one at a time. What happens in your groups? Do the people get to know each other and interact?
Well, interestingly, no, there isn't a huge amount of conversation in the group. However, because they come in at a staggered rate. So it's appointments every 15 minutes. So it's staggered. The needles are in there as dim
light. Revolving door, right.
Kind of revolving door, which is the best way for us to be able to see.
Right.
And for each person to get their individualized one-on-one acupuncture treatment, we have to stagger it. However, so I have recently completed some research comparing group and individual acupuncture. What I really wanted to draw out of that was, what are the differences? Are the outcomes the same? What is the difference in the experience of acupuncture in a group versus one-on-one?
Mm-hmm.
I love working in the group. I've always felt that there is a positive energy in the group. that you don't necessarily get in that one-on-one. And I always felt that that positive energy helps contribute to the treatments as well. Each person gets less one-on-one time with the acupuncturist. So I was really curious to see what the outcomes were.
Right.
And unsurprisingly to me, they were identical. So in terms of outcomes, asking people to rate their symptoms at the beginning of their six treatments, each patient only gets six treatments with us. That's because of waiting lists. And to rate it again at the end of their sixth treatment. So we found out that there was no difference. But I also gave a questionnaire to the patients, and it was really interesting, many of the comments about the group. One of my favorite ones was, we're all in it together anyway.
Right,
so it's
right.
That sense of, it helped me to hear that there were other people having the same symptoms as me. Because even though I'm having a one-on-one conversation with somebody, the other people in the room, if they choose to, can hear. So everyone can hear that there are similar symptoms going on. Everyone can hear that there are people in the same boat. There are people who are anxious or not sleeping or have pain. And they can also hear that actually, because it's a staggered process and not everybody is on treatment one or treatment four of their six, the person who comes in for treatment one can also get to hear that there are other people coming in and their symptoms are improving or they're enjoying the process. And it's there is just an atmosphere of togetherness.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The station that makes you feel good.
I think the many of the aspects of groups that are the most helpful are kind of intangible in a way. They're just somehow the ice is broken with this whole separate isolationist kind of way. The old school method of treatment of you know, one-on-one all the time, unfortunately reinforces the feeling of isolation. You go in there, nobody else hears what's said to you, take it away with you, this horrible thing you've just been told, and you deal with it on your own at home. You know, everybody talks, they had done for years, about how isolating having cancer is, for example. That's one condition. I'm sure it's the same in others. But, you know, it's a terrible journey to take on your own. And even, as you say, just this thing of actually people being in the same room, seeing other people in the same position, seems to have an effect on that straight away. And, of course, you know, these things are not small. I mean, the evidence that's coming out for the amount of health improvement that can come from being part of a group is astonishing. You know, it's way beyond what you would expect.
Yeah.
And the reasons for that are because, they, you know, I think there are very basic human things that it's working on, which are these feelings of self-worth, connectedness, all these things that really are roots of our being, but also roots of our health as well.
And we're social creatures.
We're social creatures, absolutely. And so, you know, and by accommodating that in the way that you're treating people, recognizing it, reflecting it, you know, making it possible for people to share this horrible situation they're in, you're actually doing them a massive service.
I would agree with that entirely, and I would, going forward in trying to grow the service that I'm doing, so I would always choose to work in the group, because I just think it is so powerful.
Well, I hope we're going to hear a lot more about groups, because it's the way forward, as I say, I think. So even a cursory look at the options on offer to people with cancer from complementary medicine will quickly show a bewildering number of choices. So obviously you're a totally biased acupuncture enthusiast, but what are the reasons you tell somebody that they should put acupuncture well up their list of approaches to consider if they've got cancer?
Because of the effectiveness of the treatments. There are always different integrative therapies that would be available to any individual cancer patient. And I guess it's where they're at in their journey and what symptoms they have, but also what speaks to them. I often, someone will say to me, well, what therapy should I do? And I do think there is an element of finding the right therapy for the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, I'm biased. If I found myself in that situation, I would turn to acupuncture because that is the modality that works for me. If someone is completely needle phobic, then maybe they'd be better off with touch therapy or something else. However, there are certain symptoms that acupuncture is just better than anything else. So, I would look at it over the entirety. If you have hot flashes and night sweats, or chemo-induced peripheral neuropathy, or xerostomia, the dry mouth, I would say having acupuncture is better than any other treatment because you will get alleviation of your symptoms. If you're looking for that group experience for relaxation, for help with fatigue, with help with insomnia, anxiety, depression, yes, acupuncture can help. And if Chinese medicine and the purities of acupuncture speaks to you, it's going to be fantastic. But there are also other therapies that will help with that. And it's finding what works for you.
Coming back to mind, it always is this thing about what evidence-based medicine was supposed to be in the first place. It had three arms to it. They've forgotten two of them and just keep sticking with the one, which is the scientific trials. But of course, there's supposed to be clinical judgment in there as well, and the patient preferences.
Of course.
Those three things are supposed to come together to get the best result. And, you're speaking there about the patient preferences, which of course could describe as following your intuition as to the best treatments for you, which in the circles I move in, it's almost universally acknowledged that this is a good thing to do. Actually, is to learn to follow your intuition when it comes to making choices. Why? Because there are too many and you can't work it out, actually.
Yeah.
But following your intuition is a safe guide to finding something that will actually help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the clinical side of it as well, I think, is very interesting, because as I said at the outset, there's acupuncture, as it happens, has got evidence in spades for lots of different things, as you've pointed out. But, I'm sure you also know it's good for this and it's good for that and good for the other as well, which there isn't the same level of evidence.
What's very interesting about having done research and looking at my treatments is with acupuncture, when someone comes in with a symptom, so they might be referred to me and they've never had acupuncture before, potentially, and they come to me with a particular symptom that the healthcare professional thinks they should have acupuncture for. May call it pain, hot flashes, peripheral neuropathy. But I will always ask them, what else is bothering you? How can I help you? And the really interesting finding is that their second symptom and their third symptom also improve. And there is this, well, I didn't expect that to happen, but I'm sleeping better as well. Or, I feel less anxious and I wasn't expecting that to happen. And that's a really wonderful outcome.
That's great, isn't it? Just shows you people are not compartmentalized. They're all joined up. And
we are a whole person.
We're a whole, yes. And, the problems are all linked, as are the solutions. Yeah, that's great, isn't it? So, I always like to underline the point that when you're practicing as you are, with something which is totally safe and non-invasive and all the rest of it. You know, it's just like, well, why not? The reasons to give it a go are much greater than any hesitations about the lack of evidence or anything. You know, evidence is great. Everybody likes it. There's no reason to not like good evidence. But, you know, just because you don't have the evidence for something doesn't mean say it's not going to work. You haven't got the evidence that it doesn't work and is safe. So give it a go is what I would say.
I would say, and this is just going back to one of my earlier comments about making sure you go to see someone who's to be qualified. There are considerations with cancer patients of using acupuncture. Yes, it is completely safe, but for example, when a woman has had lymph node removal post breast surgery, it's important to know that you shouldn't be using needles into that affected limb. And when someone is going through chemotherapy, it's very important to be able to check their blood results to check that they're not neutropenic. And that's when I wouldn't give them acupuncture. So yes, it is completely safe in the hands of people who know what they're doing. But it's really important to make sure you go
get
to see
the right
someone.
Practitioner. Okay, well, if you told people how they can do that, so that's very helpful. That's good. Just quickly before we finish, I mean, you're obviously interested in research, and you seem to be heading in that direction. You've got any other plans for what you'd like to look into?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to apply for a PhD this year. Actually, I am really interested in looking at the more complex patients, so cancer patients who have multi-morbidity. So these are long-term health conditions alongside cancer. So these are the patients who are less likely to be on trials, less likely to have good health outcomes, tend to have more side effects of their treatments. And what I'd really like to do is show how a course of acupuncture can improve the quality of life, reduce symptoms, and be a cost saving to the NHS. So that's where I would next want to go.
All right. Sounds pretty ambitious. Good luck with that. Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us today, Mandy. Real pleasure finding out about you and your work and all the amazing news about acupuncture, of course, what it can offer people.
Thank you very much, Robin. Lovely to be here today.
Thank you.
It's me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, the message is loud and clear from Mandy. There's plenty on offer from acupuncture for many of the key issues that arise from cancer and cancer treatment, with absolutely no negative effects. So it has to be an avenue worth exploring if you're experiencing any of the difficulties she outlined. Details of how to access the register of accredited acupuncturists, as mentioned by Mandy, will be included with the show details on the radio show page of the Yes to Life website. That's yestolife.org.uk. And while you're there, you may want to explore others of the almost 500 past editions of the show that are still available to listen to. There's a search tool there that enables you to quickly find any particular guest or topic, such as other shows on acupuncture, for example, or simply to search by keyword. Bookings open for this year's Yes to Life conferences. Our online event is on the 29th of March, and our in-person event will be in London on the 27th of September. Both events go under the banner of What's Really Working, evaluating the most effective integrative cancer care approaches around the globe, and will feature up-to-the-minute information from leading practitioners. The online event in March will showcase experts from several continents, while the in-person event will focus in more on resources within the UK. Both programmes are the result of a collaboration between Mark Sean Taylor of Patient-Led Oncology and Yes to Life. And the spring online event will showcase Dr. Joseph Carbonell, Director of the Mediterranean Medical Clinic in Spain, speaking about advanced integrative techniques and the science behind an underutilised compound, Dr. Gary Onick in the US, inventor of the nanoknife technique, will be exploring a new frontier in immuno-oncology, intratumoral immunotherapy, while Dr. Oscar Orlandini and Daffy Cavero from Peru will present evidence-based strategies to boost heart rate variability and restore balance. These are just three of the sessions in this richly packed day that you won't want to miss. The event is heavily subsidized and ridiculously cheap, as we want as many people with cancer as possible to benefit from attending. And what's more, there's an even bigger saving to be had if you're in striking distance of London and want to attend our in-person conference in the autumn. You can buy tickets to both events now at a rock-bottom price. Find out more by visiting our website, that's yestolife.org.uk, and looking under the events menu. Apart from reading more about our exceptional speakers and programme, you'll find what others have said about how rewarding attending our conferences has been for them. Many thanks for listening today. Do join me again next week for another Yes to Life show here on UK Health Radio. Goodbye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.